Also on athletic campus is the athletic facility. Within the facility, there is indoor and outdoor basketball courts, indoor and outdoor turf fields, indoor and outdoor track. There's a 5K loop that goes past the dairy farm. There are soccer fields. There are racquetball courts, tennis courts, a dance studio, bouldering wall, climbing wall, pool, hockey rink, a workout facility. And then there's a separate workout facility for the D1 athlete, so you're never competing with them for a treadmill or something. So there's so much to do in the athletic facility. They also have campus recreation, which is really big at UVM. You can take drop-in fitness classes. You can become a certified fitness instructor. You can take other fun classes or do intramural sports. There are three different tiers of sports at UVM. The first one is D1 athletics, the varsity level. So even though we're a small public university, we have really big school spirit, which I'm a total dork and I absolutely love. I love wearing my green and gold and saying, "Go Cats, go." And students can get free admission to any of the varsity level games. But if you're going to go to a hockey game, especially against BU, which is one of our rivals, you have to get to the box office at least 10 to 15 minutes early because tickets just sell out within 10 minutes. It's pretty insane. But they're just so much fun to go to. I was on ESPN for like 3 seconds one year when we were playing BU to get into the NCAA playoffs, which both the basketball and hockey teams have made a bunch of years, which is really exciting. We won the Frozen Four way back in the day when Tim Thomas was on the UVM hockey team. The second tier of sports are club sports, which is virtually anything and everything you could think of, from basketball to hockey to soccer to Quidditch to triathlon team, running club, taekwondo, jiu-jitsu, fencing, Orchesis Dance Company, Celtic Cats, Salsa and Swing Society, Urban Flavor Stepping Team, so many different things. So if you were very competitive in high school, but you don't want to continue that at the D1 level, you can still take part in club sports and get a credit per year, which is a great option. Then the last tier of sports are intramural sports, which are extremely popular at UVM. Students are really involved in that. And that's basically scheduled pickup games with your friends. You just get a team together. You can play basketball, hockey, soccer, indoor soccer. Broomball is the most popular intramural sport. Instead of a hockey stick, you have a broom. Instead of skates, you wear sneakers, and you chase a soccer ball around an ice rink.